We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Jimmy Butler. You're listening to the Hockman and Crowder Show, your home for guts and culture.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Butler. Damn right it's Jimmy Butler. Superstar when it comes to the playoffs. So Heat go on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Unbelievable. They never really had a downturn this season, Crowder. They had injuries that they dealt with and people in COVID protocols. And really, for all intents and purposes, they never had a downturn. They were the number one seed going to the playoffs. And now they go to the Eastern Conference Finals. What an organization. What a franchise. And what a game by Jimmy Butler. What a series by Jimmy Butler. He is just, him, PJ Tucker, Tyler Hero. I mean, we're talking about like epitome of Heat culture, guys. Just love rooting for this team.
Oh, 100%. And we had like some four-game losing streaks, and that was our only panic. That was the most ridiculous thing in the world. Yep. Yeah. But just the culture, how the guys move. And I think Jimmy, like last night, I think the nation saw the swag of Jimmy and what he brings just off the court, on the court and all. Last night, everybody was loving Jimmy Butler.
So all Eastern Conference Finals games will begin at 8:30 p.m. so that the West Coast audience can enjoy as well. So it'll begin on Tuesday in Miami, FTX Arena, and then Thursday will be game two in Miami, FTX Arena. Both those games will be at 8:30. Then the series will shift to either Boston or Milwaukee, and you'll have games three and four there. And then, if needed, game five back in Miami. We always enjoy a five-game gentleman's sweep. The NBA Finals, if they are good enough to get that far, will begin June 2nd. So, but again, the Eastern Conference Finals start Tuesday, FTX Arena, and that is at 8:30 p.m. So here are a couple pieces of sound that Solana pulled out that he thought was funny. I mean, Jimmy Butler has been in his element ever since he came to the Miami Heat. They went to the NBA Finals. I mean, it was a brilliant move for Jimmy. He knew this was the right place for him. It has worked out fantastically well for the Miami Heat. He has epitomized everything they want in a team leader. Here's Stephen A. Smith when Jimmy Butler decided to take his talents to South Beach. Here's what Stephen A. Smith had to say.
You think that was the right move to leave Philly and go to Miami for him personally?
I think it's absolutely the wrong move. Here's why I don't like the move for Jimmy Butler. You'll never be loved the way you were loved in Philadelphia. And then you go to Miami. Miami's not going to be better than Philadelphia.
Playoff
game? You say they may, maybe not. But first of all, listen to this. They're not going to be better than Philadelphia because Jimmy Butler and Madison, whether he wins or not, mind you, they're not going to be better than Philadelphia. And he's not going to be Dwayne Wade. And then in the end, listen, he's going to Miami. And you know what Jimmy Butler's going to be? Just another really, really good basketball player. But that's not going to translate into
Jimmy Butler's going to be an important figure in the history of Miami basketball.
Because why?
Every night.
There is nobody in the Miami Heat who is significant unless they win. And Miami is not going to win.
Granted, I said Joel Embiid and James Harden were going to be the greatest duo the Eastern Conference has ever seen, so I can't poke too much fun at Stephen A. Smith there. But that did not work out. That did not age well for Stephen A. Smith.
They're not going to win. Like, come on now.
He's not going to be beloved. He's not going to be more loved in Miami than he is in Philadelphia. Hogwash.
You know what? I think that's that Miami hate where everybody thinks we just run around going to the beach all day and don't love sports like we're supposed to.
Stephen, we love Jimmy Butler.
And, you know, that's my boy and all now. You know, we're friends.
Sure,
I met him a couple
times.
but no, I had to tell him, man. That he went too far with that one. What the hell are you going to say that about Jimmy for?
And then here's the former WNBA star Lisa Leslie. Here was her opinion when Jimmy Butler went to Miami.
Jimmy Butler, look, I'm just going to be honest. My opinion, a very selfish move for him to leave a team. When you talk about the 76ers who possibly had an ability to go and win, especially in the Eastern Conference, he decided to take his talent down to Miami, right? But to go down to Miami where you're sort of the star, hey, you know, lights, camera, action, I think that's what Jimmy really wanted. Kind of a loser move for me, but hey, best of luck to you, Jimmy. Ball out.
Loser move, she says, as he heads to the Eastern Conference Finals once again.
Yeah, the losers don't go to the Eastern Conference Finals, do they, ma'am?
Here's P.J. Tucker. I love P.J. Tucker. I think he, again, we talked yesterday, you know, Ira had written in his column, who's the better Heat acquisition, P.J. Tucker or Jay Crowder? We talked about that yesterday. Here's P.J. Tucker after the game last night.
Crazy year, but it's been a fun year just because we had so much adversity all year, missing guys for a number of games, playing with G League players coming up. Like, we had so many lineups and so many things, and being able to withstand it and be a top, you know, 1-2-3 team in the East all year. To now get to this point is like, I talked about it. Like, it was my reason for coming here. So to actually finally be here and be in a conference finals is crazy because this is the reason I came to the Heat.
Speaking of those G League players, and a couple of guys were G League players and two-way players, only a year ago, Gabe steps in and becomes Mr. Undefeated as a playoff starter. Max steps in and becomes Mr. Double-Double. What does it say about their journeys and what they've added at the most important time of the year?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that was like Max's first double-double in his life. It's crazy. Like, these are the first two double-doubles in his life, I think, which is crazy. But it says a lot about our team, man, honestly. Each night, you never know who it's going to be. You never know who numbers are going to be called, how defense is going to play. You know, Max stepped up and been great the last two games. But down the line, Vic has stepped up. Like, you can look down our roster. Caleb has had a great year, like, helping out. Was a two-way guy. Like, so it's how our team plays. It's a testament to that for sure.
What a fun team. What a fun game last night. Fun series. Maybe sans the two losses in Philadelphia. But Eastern Conference Finals once again for your Miami Heat. Someone wrote into Ira Winderman, the Sun Sentinel. They shut everyone up. Joel Embiid, James Harden, Ben Simmons, a complete embarrassment. And Ira responded, first, let's not group Joel Embiid in there. He returned from a concussion, played with a mask to protect a facial fracture, and had a splinted thumb because of a ligament tear. You could see why he was one of Jimmy Butler's favorite teammates. And Ben Simmons was traded midseason. As for James Harden, it will be very, very, very interesting to see how the 76ers handle giving him even $1 more going forward.
Well, and, he has an opt-in for $47 million, so.
And I can't imagine him opting out unless, you know, as disinterested as he looked last night. I mean, maybe he just has no interest in being there. But if I remember correctly, Solana wasn't part of the deal of him going to Philadelphia in exchange for Ben Simmons. Wasn't part of the deal was that he was going to sign an extension with him?
Yeah, but he didn't sign the extension within the time frame that he needed to. Literally missed the extension opportunity. So now he could be a free agent.
Wasn't that part of the understood deal that they weren't going to trade Ben Simmons just to get James Harden for a half a season?
It was.
I'm not necessarily certain that they would love for him to stick around. Like, I don't think they would be that upset. But then they really gave away Ben Simmons for nothing.
Well, didn't the Sixers just dodge a huge bullet by him failing to sign it in time? They would have signed a 2-year extension at an insane rate. Listen, if James Harden wants to return to Philadelphia, which from what we understand, Tyrese Maxey said Doc will be back. Doc said he'll be back. Harden said he'll be back. He's not going to get a max contract, because if he does, Daryl Morey needs to have his head
examined. But doesn't he have an opt-in? Like, doesn't he just opt in for like 47 mil?
Yeah. He could, but don't you go and try to get a long-term deal rather than an opt-in for one season?
From who?
That's the thing. That's like, to your point, Hawk, I think, who is going to give him a max deal right now? 250,
a max deal? No one.
I'm not saying.
The two options is he gets $47 million next year, or somebody signs him to a max, to 257, whatever it is. Nobody's giving that man $250 million.
I hope not. Ira tweeted earlier today too. Having watched an endless loop of ESPN while flying today, it appears the 76ers lost the series instead of the Heat winning it. And I get that. That's what everyone's been talking about today. But, again, it's one thing to talk about Jimmy Butler played great. I mean, but when you're looking for national narratives, like James Harden, one of the greatest basketball players that we've seen, disappeared, looked disinterested, took two shots in the second half. I understand why that dominates the conversation. I really do. Regardless, Heat are in the Eastern Conference Finals. It begins Tuesday at FTX Arena. And by the way, you can hear every Eastern Conference Finals game with Jason Jackson and Ruth Riley Hunter on 790 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.